L'appel du vide. Have you ever found yourself at the top of a tall building with the irresistible urge to jump? Or perhaps you've been cutting vegetables and just wondered what would happen if you slit your own wrists. Maybe you simply wanted to swerve your car into oncoming traffic just to see what would happen. These are the urges I've been fighting ever since I was a teenager. Despite this fact, you needn't worry, because I am not depressed, nor am I suicidal. In fact, I always considered my life to be mostly decent. Apart from these bizarre tics, I had nothing substantial to complain about. It's just that instinctual need to control your own destiny, even if the only thing left to control is your own death. I'm sure some of you have felt it already. It's quite a common phenomenon, named the call of the void. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Most of us have these thoughts at one time or another, regardless of our mental state. However, most of us never actually answer that call. Most of us. A few days ago, I finally succumbed to the desperate need to control my own end. And while I didn't exactly experience what is typically considered death, I was able to see what existed beyond the void. I wish I would have just died instead. It all happened in the early morning hours. I was hiking with a couple of friends up a mountain. Seeing as we all had the day off work, we both figured we might as well do something mildly healthy. We reached the top within a few hours, and the view that greeted us was breathtaking. Being the prick that I am, and much to the dismay of my friends, I sat myself on the edge with my feet dangling off the cliffside. As I sat on the edge, I once again felt the sudden pull towards the void. The incessant call to just find the truth, to jump and finally be at peace with myself. Like a thousand times before, I felt something dark within me, something evil that existed just beyond the reach of my conscious mind. With little to no hesitation, I jumped.